Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Thank you for joining us online, thisweekinamerica.us. Spirit Lake has been called a gripping cat-and-mouse crime novel with dizzying plot that keeps the reader stunned with each turn, a chilling tale of obsession, love, and murder from acclaimed author Dwight Dixon. Spirit Lake, recommended by the U.S. Review, is the story of an English professor, Dr. Dan Rice, who is attracted to Suzanne Lacey, a fellow teacher at the college. Sexually abused by her stepfather, she's unable to have relationships, and she repeatedly rebuffs his overtures. As a result, he becomes obsessed, and his fervor grows. He resorts to increasingly unpredictable, violent behavior. That's all in Spirit Novel. Dwight Dixon is both an author and composer of classical and New Age music. Began writing fiction while a student at the University of Southern California, where he majored in music and English. While there, he wrote an unpublished novel. After graduation, while waiting to enter Brown Graduate School in creative writing, he wrote Bandwagon, which was serialized in the San Francisco Organ, revised in 2014. He started Spirit Lake in 1992, finished it a year later, revisited it in 2016, winning the Pinnacle Book Achievement Award in the novel category. After a vacation in Big Sur, Dwight wrote the short story Occurrence in Big Sur, later developed into a novel with the same name. Currently working on a collection of short stories while writing another novel and working on music commissions, Dwight Dixon, author of Spirit Lake, an absorbing tale of passion and sin, joining us on This Week in America. Dwight, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me, Rick. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
This is fun. I had a great time reading the book, looking forward to having a chance to talk about that. I did sort of an overview without hopefully giving away too much of the book, Spirit Lake. Give us a little bit of the story. What is this about? Because this is really an interesting lead character and a whole lot of plots that are coming at you. You can't wait to turn the page to get on to the next storyline.
Well, the novel opens up with Dr. Dan Rice falling off a cliff into Spirit Lake, far below. And as he descends into the depths of the lake, he encounters a beautiful brunette. The water fades away, and the background of the campus where he teaches comes into view. And lo and behold, the beautiful brunette is standing above him, extending her hand to lift him up off the ground, where he's apparently had some kind of a faint. He immediately is attracted to her and asks her out. However, she says no. His marriage is really on shaky ground, and he has a one-night stand with a barmaid, an alcoholic, that turns violent, and in the process of arguing, he strangles her. He throws her body in Spirit Lake, where according to an ancient Indian legend, victims never die, but haunt their murderers in their dreams and in their afterlife. Suzanne, the brunette, who is also a colleague at the college where he teaches, continues to refuse his overtures. So, in frustration, he finally gasses her with ether and throws her into a bomb shelter in his basement. He becomes a suspect in her abduction. And when he learns that he has inoperable brain cancer, he is in a dilemma what to do about her. He can't let her starve to death in the basement while his health deteriorates, yet he doesn't want to let her go to face his crime of kidnapping. His solution to this problem backfires and results in a series of murders whose victims torture Dan beneath the surface of Spirit Lake.
The book is Spirit Lake. Dwight Dixon, the author, our guest in the program. Dwight's website is dwightdixon.com. Book's available at the usual places. You can link on directly to Dwight's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. This is a great story. What was the inspiration? Where did the story come from?
Well, I attended a conservative college in the Northwest where, frankly, I wasn't very comfortable. But during that time, I met a very charismatic professor whose ideas sort of coincided with mine. He was not widely accepted at the college. And in fact, even though he was tenured, he was finally asked to leave. And upon leaving, he asked the college, "I have room for you in my world. Why is it that you don't have room for me in yours?" I based the character of Dan Rice on this professor and the character of Suzanne Lacy on his beautiful, intelligent wife.
The book is Spirit Lake. It's a fascinating read. It's been described, as I said, as this cat and mouse crime novel. Just when you think maybe you've got an idea where it's going, you're wrong. So it's an interesting read. Dwight Dixon, the author, is our guest on This Week in America. The title Spirit Lake, it's fascinating because this really is a spirit lake. Where did you come up with the title, with the name?
Well, Spirit Lake is in the book a haunting story. It's a haunting lake with this legend behind it, and it magnetizes and lures victims to their demise. So I decided to name the book after the lake, as it kind of, I don't know, gave the atmosphere that I was trying to create.
It really does, and the book is the title is very descriptive of Spirit Lake, which plays a major role in the book. We mentioned the professor Dan Rice. Talk about him a little bit. His character. He's married. He has this flirtatious side, but he's married. What's the problem with the marriage? Talk about the background of that character.
Well, he's really unhappy. He feels that he's not been able to achieve the financial success or notoriety he deserves in the small college where he's located. And he blames this on his wife. He would have left years before if it hadn't been for her. She wanted to stay in the town where her family was located. And so years later, he's increasingly unhappy and miserable at the lot that has been set out before. And he blames his wife. Their marriage is pretty short-lived in the book, so understandably.
Yes, you've set the stage for that, and that explains it well without giving away too much. There's a son involved in this, too. Talk about his role.
That's right. He has a very intelligent, highly motivated boy who, in a travesty of justice, is serving time and actually 3 years, two suspended in a juvenile delinquency facility for a car robbery. He's absolutely miserable there. He's surrounded by bona fide hoodlums who often don't have anything more than an eighth grade education. He can't reason with them. He's a fish out of water. His only consolation is his girlfriend from high school, who visits him, and surreptitiously they meet for dates. He jumps the fence, and they go out on dates together, which he finds unnerving because he realizes that if anybody sees him on the date, he's liable to have the other 2 years slapped on him. But together, his girlfriend, Luann, and he develop a fascination with the lake, which in combination with Suzanne and Dan take the story to a climax, which is really an unfathomable tragedy.
It's an excellent read. The book is Spirit Lake. The author is Dwight Dixon. Book available where books are normally sold, and you'll get the information and can directly order it from Dwight's website, which is dwightdixon.com. Information on the book, you can order it there as well, and you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I describe this as a crime drama, which it is. Talk about the role the authorities play in Spirit Lake.
Early on, Dan Rice is on a chairlift going up to ski on one of the local mountains, and he's accompanied by a detective who immediately sees something is a little wrong. Dan continues to ask questions about the case, and eventually Dan even offers to meet the detective after the ski lift for sort of a roundtable discussion on the murder. He compares it to Murder, She Wrote, stories like that, where you have novelists as sleuths helping solve crimes with the police. But in so doing, he just digs himself deeper and deeper, and he becomes a suspect almost immediately.
The book is Spirit Lake by Dwight Dixon. Yeah, it sort of talks himself into the situation of being labeled as a suspect. You know, I keep mentioning the story, and it's really well done, and we'll talk about crafting that here in a couple of seconds. But besides that, you deal with some values in the book. You deal with some society issues as well that gets you thinking as you're reading the book. Talk about that, because it's entertainment on one level, but gets you thinking about some issues that we all deal with in society as well.
During the course of the tale, you meet different kinds of people from different backgrounds. You meet the wealthy and the wealthy and the educated. But on the other hand, you meet people that are really just striving to survive and hoping that they can carve out, toiling to carve out a better existence for themselves. And I think that's a problem in America now, and the delineation between the rich and the wealthy and the poor is becoming increasingly stark.
Yes. And even more so. And those are just some of the issues that, as you're reading the book, they sort of appear in the back of your mind, and you can give thought to that as well as following the story. When you put this story together, this goes in different twists and turns, and talking about a dizzying plot and how quickly that it moves. You've got multifaceted characters involved as well. When you sat down to write the story, were you working from an outline? Did you know where it was going to go, or did the story sort of take off once you got started?
No, absolutely. I was working for a game development company at the time as a composer. And they suggested that the employees write a short story to generate ideas for a serial killer-based game. So I wrote a short story, and I didn't really see a serial killer in the story. So I just started writing it, and it just kept going and going. It took me about a year to write it back in, I think, 1992. And then when I read it in 2016 and came across that unfathomable tragedy, I was just, it took my breath away. I couldn't remember the book, and I thought, oh, this is terrible. Wow. I better redo this thing and do it better.
And then you did. It's interesting. This book has to have a special place in your heart, then, I'm assuming, because it goes back like a number of years when this idea first started taking shape.
Well, you know, as I mentioned, my father was a college professor at the school, in fact, that I sort of touched upon in the book. And I had a number of really bad experiences at the school. And I guess I have to this day some anger about it and what happened to me in that environment. And I think that really gives this novel a special meaning for me, because it speaks from my heart in that regard.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you're able to maybe go back, relive, and I don't necessarily say settle some scores, but hey, you got a publisher. They don't. I mean, you can actually get out there and at least in your mind feel like, okay, I think I've got a little, I think I've evened this out a little bit. The book is Spirit Lake. I mentioned Dwight Dixon, the author, has several other books that are published, Bandwagon and An Occurrence in Big Sur. A couple minutes left in the program. Bandwagon, first of all, are any of these books follow the same path of Spirit Lake? Or are these different in tone?
Absolutely not. Bandwagon is a humorous retrospective on a hippie community back in the 60s. An occurrence at Big Sur intertwines two popular subjects nowadays, the rampant drug culture and the number of deaths every year resulting from opioids, as well as the threat of terrorism, come together in this book, and it's a good read.
And you'll find all that information at Dwight's website, dwightdixon.com. Information available on Bandwagon, An Occurrence in Big Sur, and the book we're talking about, Spirit Lake. What are you working on now? I mentioned in the beginning you've got some short stories, a novel. You're working on the music compositions. In the video version, we see the piano, your desk behind you where you do so much work. It sounds like your life is pretty full, staying up with everything you've got going.
You're pretty busy. That's true. I did do this underscore for my trailer for Spirit Lake. That's the last musical piece I've done. I was working on a novel, but I don't feel as though it's going to be exciting enough. So I'm concentrating now on short stories. I grind out about one a week, and I'm hoping to. I have 17 of them now. I'd like to present a short story a month on my website so that people can kind of keep up with where I'm going.
And that website is dwightdixon.com. We'll be checking for that as well as the trailer. It's interesting you mentioned that. What happens to a writer, and I'm sure it happens a lot, where you get started, you've got this concept for a novel, and you just, I don't know whether it's writer's block or you just maybe hit this realization, this really hasn't developed like I thought it was going to. Will you go back and revisit that the novel up to this point, or you just sort of say, I'm moving on to short stories now?
Well, I developed a really short story, I think under 4,000 words, just to get it out of the way. This is the first time this has happened. Usually I start writing and things just fall into place, but in this regard, it didn't. So, one day, one of these short stories will grab me and I'll keep writing. And I actually have a couple of them that I'm thinking about right now.
Interesting. So when you get done, you're thinking this may be more than a short story. There may be some potential here to do a full, full novel with this. When you're coming up with ideas, where do you get, when you do a short story, you're trying to do a short story a month for the website, that means every month you've got to come up with an idea and maybe have some working in the back of your mind for following months. Where do you get the ideas from?
A lot of them just come from events in my personal life. Things, people I see, places I visit. I don't usually come up with ideas just out of the clear blue sky based on some fantasy. There are always some fragment of reality from my own life in the story.
So just basically memory, observation, all of that feeds the creative part of you to come up with the storylines.
Exactly.
The book we're talking about is just one of several that Dwight has done. Spirit Lake by Dwight Dixon, A Tale of Obsession, Love, and Murder. That's the new book. It's available at dwightdixon.com at the website. You'll find it at Amazon as well. When you go to Dwight's website, you'll get information on his other books, Bandwagon and An Occurrence in Big Sur. This trailer will be up very soon, and you can follow him with the short stories as well. Dwight, a pleasure having you on the program. This has been fun. Thank you so much for being with us. Keep writing, and we'll have you back in the program.
Well, thank you for having me.
It has been our pleasure. Once again, it's Spirit Lake, the new book, Dwight Dixon, available at dwightdixon.com, Amazon, of course. And you can link on to Dwight's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.